יבה הזור אל דתוירו ולא יהיה כקוירח והדוסר. מכאן הזור אל בעלי המחלויקס. חזל תלוס איזה קויח אב מחלויקס. מחלויקס בעצם איזה ברנץ' אין כעס, אין קינו. חזל תלוס איזה קויח אב מחלויקס. A lot of time when you speak about machlokes, so there's two groups of people that listen. There's one group that says that it's not negiah to them, they're not bale machlokes. And there's another group they say that the machlokes that we're busy with, andosh, shem shemayim, fixing the world. So I heard, I think, maybe from shem zamana yabach, I heard, the first group have a very big mistake. Because when you're in the machlekes, there's no one to talk to. You fume, you burn, yeah, imamish. The shmuz against machlekes, you only could hear and only could listen when you're sitting Monday afternoon in the middle of the summer, there's nothing happening in your life in that moment, and you take the information and you mechazik in yourself, ich v'nish zayin abal machlekes, ich v'nish zayin abal machlekes, maybe when the machlekes will come, if it's your roommates, if it's with your in-laws one day, if it's with your friends, if it's with your parents, I will not be a bal machlekes. But a person that says, not again, bal machlekes, was a shaykh to mitzvah machlekes. All of the people that are bal machlekes, all of them, well, at least the ones that I know, I remember them from years that they were the opposite from bal machlekes. Not living so much time in this world yet. But you know, I know from 20 years ago, Choshev et HaMilech HaChomim, Machlekes and us, no Shaykhes. I'm not saying the right or wrong now. We're not going into the details yet. Bali Machlekes. And a person that decides not to be on my Machlekes, say Reb Chatzke Levenstein, the Mashgiach of Ponovich, when say Chazal say, Il mole moro shel Malchus, Ishes re'eyu chayim blow. Where you see it, Lemaise, it says Machlekes Hashem Shomayim, because there is no Meroah Shel Malchus. So you see, Mamash Ish Yisrael Yuchayim Blow. People are Mamash, I'm asking to swallow a person alive. The Mamash, the ganze Starkat. Now we have to know the first Machlekes before we went to the Nekuda. The first Machlekes that was in Klal Yisrael, the Machlekes of Koyach Ve'Adosoi, Chazal Say Vayikach Imay Koyach Benitzo. Hamishim Mosai Mish. Rashi says, who they were? Elitzur ben Shneur v'chaveir. This was the level of the people. Messiah Yisrael. Rashi calls them 2,250 people. What kind of people they were? Elitzur ben Shneur v'chaveir. That, kulom roshe sanedroes. We don't have a musik. Everyone that is sitting in this room and has a Rebbe that he respects. The biggest Rebbe that you respect is less from one of the 250 people. Rosh Sanhedroski, maybe some of you have Mamish Gdoi Lador, I'm not Chas V'Sholem. But even them, I think they go, I don't know if they go into the category of Rosh Sanhedroski, the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's time was no, couldn't make it up. If you were right to be Rosh Sanhedrin, Moshe put you there. If not, not. It was real Rosh Sanhedrin. It was good chokhmas. No shortcuts. 250 people like that. Gdoi Yisrael. Koyach shepikei achoyo. And they're coming to have a machlekes with Moshe Rabbeinu. The other nisyonos in the midbar was not a machlekes. People wanted to go off. Boichel mishpacha yisav, oi, arayas, nesu lem arayas. We feel like it's zurich to Mitzrayim, we want fleishiks. If they go to the restaurant, we can't eat any shit. So, these were the chatoim over the different chatoim that Klal Yisrael had. But this was the first time that 250 people came to Moshe. Moshe, you're wrong. Mata machleik, it's teir eloim mehashomayim. Yavadi, you got teir shebalpe, teir shebiksa, but you're adding pshotim. Moshe, you explain it the way you understand it. the positions will have to give it out different. It's machlekes. Who is the Baal HaMachlekes? Gdoyle Yisrael. So again, I'm going back to our Akdome. No one here is at least Rosh HaSanhedrin, I think. So a person says, Machlekes, when it comes to Machlekes, Herzachayim, I know myself, don't worry, I will never be about Machlekes. I will never be about Machlekes. I know myself, I will not be about Machlekes. You're not a Rosh HaSanhedrin. Don't think the Rosh Sanhedrin, they took bad people, they knew a little bit of Ceylon, so they took it to be Rosh Sanhedrin. They chose them, they were Roy, Rosh Sanhedrin, the Rambam Shtey, Bal Chochmo, Bal Yerushomayim. They were commanded to be a Dayan for Klal Yisrael. The Machlekes comes, it's a fire. It's a fire. Sibrent. Sibrent as a fire. It burns all over. And if a person doesn't put his fingers to miyasad himself before the machlekes comes. Before the machlekes comes. Not to be about machlekes. He could do the worstest things in the world. I speak about it just fell in my head now. I remember three years ago. It was a big chassidus. I don't want to go into the details. It was a big chassidus. It was mamash a machlekes she'ein kedugmos. Mamash fire. Fire. Mamash. One group against the other group. One was the Moshe, one was the Koyach. I don't want to say who. But I knew Klo, who was the Moshe, who was the Koyach, and I was from outside. And the kids are Amaisa. And the machlekes became so. It started that part of the machlekes started from a zaitike din teire that head of that chassidus gemacht hazei, because the other person lost X amount of money. After a second, this was no shaykes to the machlekes. Before, yeah, the machlekes was really a shaykes. People will stay from or not. If these people will have to leave, you know, get divorced, and the kids are out of chadorim. Kederach machlekes was mamish fire. It was 1 o'clock by night. I came home and I heard how much the machlekes. I saw, you know, the big tongues of the fire burning. It was not so much in public, but inside was mamish fire. So I came home and I told my wife, "Sidah machlekes." And that machen shalom. I was like, "Well, what shaykes? It was nishkin chsidusha. Like, what is your shaykes?" I said, "But I know who they are." So tzut mivay is a machlekes in Klal Yisrael. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu was about va'ishlach Moshe ledosan va'aviram. After the whole machlekes, Moshe Rabbeinu goes down to these two people. So Rashi mikan she'ein machzikim b'machlekes. I want to give you the message how you do it. Ein machzikim b'machlekes. He's right. Moshe Rabbeinu says he's right. Menatzim es Hashem. They're going to be swallowed in a second. Ein machzikim b'machlekes. Rashi doesn't say he went to save them because maybe they will die. Ein machzikim b'machlekes. You're right. He's wrong. Try to make shalom with him. Ein machzikim b'machlekes. I told me, it's a little tere, it's not your job, I don't let you to do nothing. Kids, I waited till my wife fell asleep. I couldn't. Kids, I called up the head of one side, the koyach. Kids, his wife picks up, he's not home. Kids, I called after half an hour, it was already 2 o'clock. I said, he's not home. I knew he was in a meeting with all the people to decide. Mamish, if that machlekes will go out, was mamish terrible. Like, kids, I said, where he is? He's very, he'll be back very late. So I said, I have to meet him very the chuf. She asked me, Kesha to what? I said, Kesha to the machlekes. I said, I'm a businessman. I said, I own hotels all over the world. Not true, don't worry. I own, you know, houses. I'm a big businessman. I buy. I have a lot of money, a lot of cash. I buy. I like to buy machlekes. I want to buy him out. What do you mean? I want to know. He's very upset because he lost X amount of money. I will come. I want to buy him. I'll give him all of the money. From then he has to be friend of the other person. I'll pay him out. I buy machlekes. He says, you sure? I said, yeah. I said, okay, so what I need, she said, I said, you meant Koyrach. It was Oinben Pelis. Chazal say his wife saved him. You want to be the wife of Oinman Peles? Save your husband. And then you save your husband, be the wife of Oinman Peles. Call him home, prepare a nice table. Get all the Bala Machlekes. Tell him the deal. I will come in and I'll put cash on the table. I'll buy the Machlekes. Gets it. They called all the people who were coming. I called one of the Zikmi Hasidim. He had to come with me. They'll design ages for the other side. I come in. They tell me, you're a businessman, you're Nissen Kaplan. I said, I look exactly like Nissen Kaplan. So I look exactly like him. I thought I'm a businessman. I poke look the same. You have a problem with it? I had a bag. I poured all the money on the table. The whole place became green. I said, this is the money. You could take it, but remember, not even one word from after that. And they went on the Melech HaChomim. Yet after everyone drank B'chaim, was a Rekide, and then they spoke in learning for an hour. It was Chodesh El. Remember that day he started, the Koyach started Masech Megillah. B'shas, with the Gantz Machlekes. Remember the Teirah he was telling you from what he learned that day. Ein machzikim b'machlekes. Ein machzikim b'machlekes. So I came home then, you know, I took the money, it was not my money, I had the tzedakah money in my house. But I had to give it back to the tzedakah, you know, I just borrowed it, I had the tzedakah, I had to give a large amount to someone. Because so that night, someone called me up, that, you know, he's making a chasana, and he wants to shtal a chasana and Eretz Yisrael. So I said, I called him back, and I said, I have a better idea for you. Instead of saving one house, Chosn Kala, I have hundreds of families that you could save. Buy this mitzvah. Pay everything it would cost me. So his wife said, you know, we tried to make a chasna, we want to make a chasna the same night. Maybe you didn't understand, we're not looking for mitzvahs. I said, yeah, but chasna is bais echot b'Yisrael. Machlek is brings 300 families, and out 300 families, you coin it. He called me, I'm coin it a mitzvah, and he paid for the whole thing. So it didn't cost me garnished. Why I'm saying it? I even forgot about that story. I didn't even call. I was planning to say something else completely today about the machlekes. But a person has to learn this maaseh for myself is teaching myself to run away from machlekes. Machlekes, this alamor, a person has to know I am machlekes, I'm not a part of the machlekes. Ein machzikim b'machlekes. So I want a little bit to go to the Shiroshim. How Chazal say Machlekes is a fire. It goes out of control. It's regarding a little bit the cast of what we spoke, but it's more from that. Koyach, the first Machlekes, Be'etzim, person has to know, we are Yidden, it's very easy not to be about Machlekes. Mitzadechot. Koyach, if Korach would believe that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and there's no positions given not from the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no mokin to make a machlekes with Moshe. What's the wisdom from Moshe? You're a little bit upset. You're sad that you didn't become Niskana ben Sirusa Shel Elitzofoin, Zog Rashi. What's the machlekes? The machlekes is alamol when a person believes that the other person could take what belongs to you. Chaznish in Emunah B'Tochen, when he speaks about the highest level, and if I one day I'll be holding it at Madrege, he says if a person has a grocery, a lot of customers, and the other person opens a store near him, for stating the Gemara that Neimovui Einom Yecholim La'akev Zeh Al Zeh, and he's allowed to open. And slowly, slowly, all of the customers leave the first store and they go to the other store. And if he's upset with the other guy and he thinks it's because of him, is a rosho v'mutor leired l'chayev. For the first owner that lost his job. Again, it doesn't mean that if al pi aloche the other person is not allowed to do it, the rabbonim have to stop him, they have to have time to tell him that he's taking away Yenim's parnasse. And he can't say it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's Megalgim Choyv al Dei Chayov. But if Yenim is not a Chayov, you can't have a taina on him. If a person has a munah, has bitach. That Alz is the Ribbono Shel Olam. No one could do bad to him. But he has to do what he has to do. He has to learn. So he's a shtadlis. It's not shaykh to be a bal machlekes. It's not shaykh to be a bal machlekes. It's not shaykh. Not shaykh for a person to be a bal machlekes. A person that wants to win is to start from now. I'm not a bal machlekes. But I'm saying it in two cases. In one case, to try to stop machlekesim. This is a way that mele, when a person chazal say, agav de tori le miflat loy bala. Where it says, when something is poilet, it doesn't reserve. When you're busy, no, I can't see a machlekes. I can't see a machlekes. If a person says, I can't see a machlekes, he will manage to shut the machlekes. He will manage to win the machlekes. So the mele, he will not become a bal machlekes. The person will sit and say, listen, well, machlekes will come, I'm all ready. Machlekes will come, I will win. When he will realize that he's in a machlekes already, he'll be taking a side. How a person has to be careful. There's a machlekes in between two groups. It's not negiah to you. Don't take a side. I know Choshev, a person told me he was mekabal himself a kabbalah. He doesn't speak against people. Choshev people, he doesn't speak. The Olim speak against Yenim Rebbe, negiah to you. You don't hold his right. You're the other person is right. So what? But you're part of the chassidus, that you have to speak about it? They don't hold from Yenim Talmid Chacham. Is there a reason for you to speak about it? I don't speak about it. They don't hold from Azama Gitchir. Is a reason for you to speak about it? I don't speak about people. What do you say about that Rav? I don't speak about people. Person teaches himself. I don't speak. I'm not a part. When a person starts to take a side, he becomes a chelik from the Bal Machlekes. A person has to keep away from machlekes. I want to tell you, it's so bechush, so lemaisedik. People think we don't have a shaykhus to machlekes. Every argument I had today in Israel, yeah, I have a problem on my phone. I don't know for how long already. I shouldn't have given the details. So I called the place, the service of the phone, to try to take care of it. I called yesterday, I called 2 days ago, 3 days ago. They're not managing, the problem is so big, they're not managing to fix it. It's not on the phone, it's in the system, I don't know, it's about Mazar. So the other day I spoke to someone bigger, and you know, it's very posh, I just could change a phone. They don't, not Meshub, but I don't have no Ischaivasim, no plans, garnish, it's flat, everything. I can do what I want. So it's nothing really to be angry. But it's not why to get angry if they could fix it. I'm calling for their bed and I would just get up and leave. But Bosh Shatisa, hello, try to be nice. Try to explain to them. And I find myself, I had to speak to them 5 times today. And I found myself, like Pasha's Koyach, yeah? 5 times in the middle I'm speaking to them and they're answering Mishpachat Tirutzim, yeah? Starting to scream and yell at them. I realized, I'm in Garnish, but I don't know them, I don't know who they are, I'll never meet them in my life. Our old connection is that we have a phone. I have a phone sitting on their lines. But if you start to argue with someone, in a second you become a bal machlekes. You go into a taxi driver. You decide I'm in a good mood, gonish. You ask him to shut the radio. He makes himself that he doesn't hear. You ask him again. Yeah, he doesn't hear. Lama doesn't hear, Lama doesn't hear. You say a little bit sharp, he answers you a little sharp. Boom! Mama's screaming, yelling there. You don't know him, you don't care about him. So what? So it was a radio. So you pay for the service of the taxi. Little argument, this is machlekes. What Chazal say machlekes is like a fire. this is a tchuna. I'm trying to explain. I said it last week on Kass. Is midas and is reasons for the midas. Machloikis is a midah. Bnei Adam fall in machloikis. Chazal tell us, the Netziv is different malach, but we're going to keep shutam shel dvorim. Koirach calls with 250 people. The whole argument is, who has to be the Nasi? Elitzofoy, from this side of the machloikis. Why Aroy? And everyone takes ktoiras, and 250 people go inside. That Likula Alma is only one person could be makter ktoiras. What does the Hava mean? What does the Hava mean? It's really in the middle of the machlekes. It doesn't make a difference. You're right. Machlekes is for a lack of emuna. But this is only the first second. The first second. After that, it's like a fire. The machlekes burns. The machlekes burns. The machlekes burns. The person has to keep away from the machlekes. To keep away from machlekes. People spoil all of their life. And I'm telling you now, you're young. You didn't meet life yet. People don't speak to brothers, to brother-in-laws. It's a Yerusha machlekes. It's a family machlekes. No one else loses, only themselves. No one else. They have a machlekes. He leaves the shul, he has a machlekes. And he can't stop it. It's a fire. It's a fire that burns. Sie brennt a fire. This is the koyach of machlekes. It's a koyach of machlekes. And the Torah gives us azoros. I want to tell you, the pasuk says after the whole thing, Hashem takes Moshe Rabbeinu, let everyone to bring a stick. They put a mat inside. Va'ifrach. Mate Aroin, Vayitz, Vayigmor, Shkedim, Vasiroisi, Tlunis, Bnei Israel. It's a very big shaila. What is the Pshat? Not again. Now, they saw the 250 people went down to the earth. Korach was Nivla. We need also the sticks. Okay, maybe Ledoirois, that every time they take out this stick and everyone sees the flowers and Mate Aroin. Okay, it's a lot of different Esbeirim. I'm not going out to the Esbeirim. But the Torah wanted that would be a Mate. That will remind Klal Yisrael not to be machlekes, not to be fakirtzach of Moshe Rabbeinu, not to have a machlekes on Moshe ve'Aaron. And Chazal say, Aaron oyev shalom ve'roidev shalom, v'yivku oisoy kol bnei beis Yisrael, anoshim v'noshim. Everyone loved Aaron. Machlekes. Machlekes. Fire. And Gantz. Person has to be koine when he's young. He's not a Baal Machlekes. He's not a Baal Machlekes. It takes a minute to decide it. A minute to decide I'm not a Baal Machlekes. But after he decides, Keloi Hoyo. Keloi Hoyo. So I'm saying, it's three. You say this the person to get away from achlekes. One, you say the person has to believe everything is for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every machlekes in Klal Yisrael were like this. Yosef and the Achim. What the Achim think? Vayoved dibosom ro. Yosef is trying to verschmutz us. So starts a machlekes. Finishes with Bechiras Yosef. This is the machlekes. This is the machlekes of Yosef and the Achim. Koirach, he taught, he lost. He machta machlekes. Every machlekes, if a person will have emunas noch the ribbono shel olam, no one could take away from me. Number one. Number two, to remember, ein machzikim b'machlekes. It's not enough to say, it's not my fault. I didn't do nothing wrong. I'm not fighting with him. Lost me up. Let me to be out of it. Chazal say, Ein machzikim b'machlekes. Moshe goes to Dosan v'Aviram to try to be meratz at them. Ein machzikim b'machlekes. This is our job. Ein machzikim b'machlekes. And the third thing, a person has to have a kabbalah on himself. I'm not a bal machlekes. I'm not a part of machlekes. Three things. Emuna, ein machzikim, meaning to say, when it's a machlekes, to try to mishtadel, and the ikir is, I'm not a bal machlekes. I'm not a bal machlekes. I know someone told me a maise. Mishpocha, family. And, you know, for good reasons became a machlekes. Good reasons. Decent reasons became the ultimate machlekes. One side is totally wrong, one side is right. So one of the sides, one of the siblings came over to me and said, listen, I know the mice of my parents are right, you know the machlekes is right, but what I could do, you know, my wife told me her dream was to finish the life without machlekes. It doesn't make a difference. She's carrying on speaking to everyone. Even if people close the phone, she was a kabbalah. She's not leaving the world with the machlekes. She's not a part of machlekes. It doesn't make a difference if it's falling on her in force. She's not about machlekes. This is what a person has to put on himself. I'm not about machlekes. I will never be about machlekes. Now you have to know, machlekes is what it is. So how? I'm not arguing with a taxi driver. I'm not arguing. A person can realize he goes into a makolet. He gets a bit upset. Boom! He starts yelling at the guy. It's a mini machlekes. I'm not fighting with people. I'll say no, I'll say yes, but you can't fight with me. I'm not fightable. The person will be mashmish. Such a koyach inside him. Tell you, and if you could, to try to stop machlekes. To try to stop. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a chitimtzes. Alamol. I have a friend, I'll tell you one little mice, it's really late. I have a friend, he's in Los Angeles. He made a lot of money. So he called me up. I'm going to make, I'm a little bit rich, soon I'll be very, very rich. What's the one thing to know? Say it. He comes over to my house and he tells me a maisa. I mean, I knew the maisa already before. I'm just giving an example. I'm changing a little bit the details of the being Abchaz Mishalem. Ramazan, he sells watches. So he has a company. Now he made up a very choshever watch. Ramazan, a watch that you can sell for $200. Givaldik. So a company that sells watches all over the world decided to buy his product. You know, he sells watches. So if they sell Lamazagan every year, 100 million watches all over the world. So if they buy his watch, and a second, over 1 year, the watch to do it costs $2, and they can sell it for 200. So they can make, it's 200 times, I don't know the number so good, yeah? But they can make a lot of money, that's his club. So the matter, they offered him a chunk of money to buy him out completely. A good deal. A day before he's about to finish the deal, he signs and he gets ready the money, everything is in his account. It's a clear deal, it's not somebody he gives them the product, and by them, miyad it makes money, it's not even a shayla. Say it. Now, he had a cousin, a writer cousin, that years ago the cousin nishgat a parnasa. So he offered the cousin, I'm saying the details a bit different, just to make. That, you know, the Hanshka Panos, I have a good idea for you. You know, you could make the boxes for the watches. I'm not about the stripes. How much costs a stripe? I'm saying 2 cents a stripe. You make the stripes, I'll give you $100,000 a year. The guy was very happy. Now, when he signed it with the big company, one of the conditions of the big company is to buy the product like it is, yeah? If you change the product, much of a Parker. Someone will buy the parkers, but he will not have the outside. No one will buy it. Even if people don't buy it for the outside, people will buy it for the inside. But people are used to for how it looks. So the cousin said, no, I didn't sign with them. I'm not planning to make for them the stripes anymore. If you want for me to make the, you signed, and we will do the same thing for them. I'm not planning. If I will get $20 million, I'm asking to do it. So you give me something like $20, $30 million of what you made, I will carry on doing it. If not, I'm pulling out. I'm not mechuyav to do it. No one signed with me. Mele, the company will say we're not masking. You will lose all of your money and finish. So you have two options. Either give me $23 million or lose all of your money. Tell the guy, don't stop. I made a favor with you. I helped you. But what are you trying? I don't have to sign you. I'm giving you a bonus. I'm taking you with you. I'm taking you with me to the other place. I have to sign. This summer, Rabbanim got involved. The Mai said, the cousin lost in the Dintera. He was masking up the Dintera. And they gave him $1 million. Small money, and he carried on doing the job. And he's so upset. I helped this person so much. You know, my life I gave for this person, and this is what he did to me. And I know this person for a couple of good years. And a rent against his family, and you know, the whole family gets cut like the two, yeah? All Mishpah, don't speak, you know. Fest Machlekes. So he came home to me one morning, we learn in the morning, and I tell him, listen, you know, I knew you for years. From the time you make money, one thing I know you about. You speak about that cousin. Chaval Hashem gave you money. Before you were a normal person, you came to my house, you spoke in learning. From the time you got money, you speak about the family, politics, or you speak about your wife. Instead of speaking about the money, you speak about the politics, you speak to the enemy, doesn't speak to him, and he broke his spoken. He spoke to him, he doesn't speak to him. This is Meshuga. I said, why don't you take out, you know, the people that work, they have like a Zazach, they call like a little computer, like BlackBerry, Zazach. You know, the people that don't learn have such a Zazach. And if you see someone like this, you know he doesn't learn. This is the cloud. If someone has such a thing, you know he's not learning. I'm just going to check his detail, yeah? So most of these people, they have such a box. So I told him, take out a little box and email to this guy that you moichel him and you understand him and you want him to be your best friend. And finish. We finished the machlekes now. So I'm a sugar to do such a thing. You know, the guy wanted to kill me. If not only that, if the deal will break through after it happened, so my company is raised. So they gave us, you know, if you sell it doesn't go, you're worth nothing anymore. Not, I'll be left without food. Garnished. He wanted to kill me. Does you want to be a machlekes now for all your life? Please take it out. Pride, I love you. I understand you. From your perspective, the mice now is a psak. And the psak is a million, so I'm giving you another extra million just to be a friend of yours. And from now on, we'll be friends. Come to my house, we'll be friends. And you finish the machlekes. And you finish life in a different way. He said, I can't do such a thing. He said, no problem. So we're going to say for Tehillim. He said, we'll say 10 Tehillim together. Okay, we said 10 Tehillim. I made it to type the nusach. Finished it. I said, now press, send. So I can't. I said, okay, another 10 Tehillim. But the Nusach stays where he saved on the little black thing. Yeah? The kids are, we say another 10 Tehillim. I tell him, press send. He press. Wait a couple of minutes. The guy doesn't reply. He says, you see, now I'm left garnish. I also did it. Baba looks stupid. I ran after him, and you know, he's not answering me. I tell him exactly. The Sultan wants you now to be Toya La Rishonis. Give me another Nisayan. You did a mitzvah, now I have charotah. Say, you don't have charotah. You see, in a couple hours, he'll answer you back. He answered him back, no more machlekes. The best friends forever. So, 100%. I can't speak to that person that wanted to kill him. But I'm not a cousin, so it doesn't make a difference. I was also friendly to that guy through this person. He's mamish like I've been biased by him. I myself, not because of my machlekes. A person did have, it's hard for me to speak to him so much. I speak to him, but less. The person has to feel, but again, it's all, I'm saying first, you have to do it. You have to, also lahasik be machlekes. If a person gets used to stopping machlekes, he himself can become a machlekes. And Hashem gives you the whole time. The whole time. He will give you how you could shut machlekes. If you will decide, I'm not about machlekes. I will never be about machlekes. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll have siyata nishma.